This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19 and episode number 4080. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Montgomery! And to Hardeman's Row. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best airports for fast food. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, hack,
drink it to dry. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel. Thank you, Ted.
Sorry, I'm a little slow, man.
He's hotboxing over there in the studio today. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy is the lovely and talented Pam, who thought disco balls was a dance-induced medical condition and found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All but Charles, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4080. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat Potatoes, the best airports in America for fast food.
Was this as in the number of options that they have, or just maybe the more unique options you can't find other places?
Kind of both.
Because I know Miles goes on with the Atlanta airport. What is it, Bojangles?
They have a Bojangles.
Yeah. And like, that's always your thing. If I go through Atlanta, I'm going to Bojangles.
If I'm close. That's a big airport.
Some people get really fired up if there's like a Chick-fil-A because they're not nationwide.
Yep.
A lot of that is just kind of regional stuff. But also, some airports just don't have fast food in them.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
Ted, I'd never experienced Chick-fil-A before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm flying, and I have a layover in Covington. And I'm flying from Pittsburgh to Covington, then from Covington, Cincinnati Airport, to Seattle. I don't know why I had that route. I was like,
that's a horrible
took route. Off, landed. Anyway, see the sign as we're taxiing in. Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, the red sign, it's lit up. I'm like, man, finally, I get to find out what this is all about.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. Oops. I flew back on a Sunday. I also did not know they were closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this was like, I learned it all in, you know, a matter of 5 minutes. Because like, I asked somebody, I was like, what's up with the Chick-fil-A? And I'm like, oh, they're never open on Sunday.
Nah, that's kind of their thing. Like, 6 days a week.
I did not know that. So I just kind of looked at the menu through the grate, you know, and just checked it out.
Through the grate.
Moved on. SeaTac.
That's a sad sight.
SeaTac, since they've redone the airport, now they are known as one of the better airports in the United States as far as quality dining and food.
There are some spots there, yeah.
San Jose is another one. So they're like the top two. But as far as fast food goes, if you just want to grab something real quick, I believe the Wendy's is still there at SeaTac. The McDonald's is still there.
There's a Burger King. I know there's a Subway.
Mm. There's just a handful compared to all of the other stuff. And that's perfectly fine. I mean, there's a lot of good local stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
The one that I miss is the Anthony's.
God, that was
my bar. That was my food. That was my jam in the middle there. I think they got rid of that, which sucks because I thought the food was fantastic. You just hang out at the bar, man, and kind of go your way. Anyway, we've got fast food options.
Dallas-Fort Worth has a Whataburger, came in from the text.
Well, yeah, because you're in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, right, that's some of it. I don't know. There's just some chain restaurants, too, that show up in other airports. Miles and I have talked about, like, that little, what's it, the Little Fridays in the Pittsburgh airport.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think it should be regional. If you go to Logan Airport in Boston, there should be illegal seafood there.
Yeah, something.
There's no reason that the Atlanta airport should not.
A Smith Family Popcorn.
Yeah, they shouldn't have.
They should. I think there is illegal seafood.
Oh, really?
They should have 5 freaking Waffle Houses in the Atlanta airport, period. Just for people who want to go in and get breakfast real quick before their flight. I mean, Waffle House will get you in and out in a half an hour, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you got that much time, I mean, that would be the kind of place to be like, dude, I got a Waffle House. Let's go. So the best airports for fast food, coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. What else do we have for you? More locations for the brand's new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing. Please, if you happen to find the beer out there, shoot us an email to themensroom@kisw.com. Take a picture if you're in a grocery store, or take a picture of the display or whatever.
And you've done a great job so far, man. It's unreal.
They keep on rolling in, and we've got more locations coming up to bring you, including the section. If you are headed to T-Mobile tonight for the Mariners home opener,
There are a couple locations within the stadium that happen to carry the beer. So if you're looking for a good beer, you haven't tried it yet, you're going to the ballpark tonight, we'll let you know where those are coming up on the show.
I'm laughing because I just looked up Logan Airport because I was pretty sure I ate illegal seafood there. Me and my brother, they do have one. And we sat there. It's my brother and I after a wedding. We said, let's get some oysters. Right? And the guy comes over and he's explaining the menu. He's got, we got these great oysters. They are from Penn Cove.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, you can save the speech, brother. Like, I'm flying back to Seattle.
Oh, dude. I went to
these are our regulars.
I went to a seafood place in San Diego. It was all Puget Sound. It was British Columbia. It was
We're just everything. Used to it, but like they are internationally renowned.
But they were cheaper.
Really?
They're cheaper. I could not believe it. We went for happy hours, $2.50 oysters. I mean, like, and then the regular ones were like
I live next to where they're from.
$30 a dozen regularly. I'm just like, wait, how in the hell do you ship them down there? Do all that stuff? And we still pay more here.
Uh-huh.
Penn Cove mussels, oysters. It doesn't matter what the hell it is, man.
It's ridiculous.
It is a weird dynamic. But yeah, we got more locations coming up for the Men's Room IPA and those locations for you tonight if you're headed to the Mariners and the Red Sox game. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You're playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy so far, brand new champion Pam, crowned last week. And we decided a new rule as we make them up as we go along that if you beat the record, that's where it stands.
Right.
You are done as a contestant. So Pam got to 13 questions, and from there, we cut her off. But Dunneen is no longer the biggest dummy. Pam has
had to say it one more time.
I did.
That's the worst part, Pam. Here's the thing. Right? So now you're the biggest dummy. We were having fun for weeks calling Dunneen, and now it's just Pam. Like, there's nothing to make fun of. Pam.
So when we play Big Dummy, we also like to do a little Men's Room poll. They asked people if they could get 99% off something for life on a Reddit discussion, or maybe it was BuzzFeed, I can't remember. What would they take? And the choices were entertainment. And that means all your sporting tickets, all your concert tickets, anything involved in entertainment, you would get 99% off for life. You go to the movies, whatever the deal is, they mentioned streaming services on there.
Right, all that stuff.
All the different things. Entertainment was one. Transportation was another. Be it the gas that you put in your car, a plane ticket. Transportation was another option where you get 99% off for life. That includes your car insurance and everything else. Drugs and alcohol. Another choice, pretty self-explanatory. And taxes was the final choice to get 99% off for life. So, as we put the poll up, if you follow us on Twitter or X or whatever at Men's Room Live, here's how the results shook out. Coming in at fourth place with only 10% of the vote, for 99% off for life, you took drugs and alcohol.
All right.
Okay. At 16%, coming in third place, that would be entertainment. So you said, yeah, I want to get those tickets and everything else. Transportation came in second place at 24%. And overwhelmingly, I think the most intelligent choice, it's not sexy, but taxes.
Yeah, for sure.
That was number one with 50%. Okay. So this week on the poll, BuzzFeed, they put together a list of some of the nastiest foods that actors have had to eat while filming.
Ah, right. Okay.
So the next time you have to eat your sister-in-law's cooking, just pretend you're in one of these actors' shoes. Here are some of the highlights.
Wow. Sister-in-law catches strays.
Well, see, because they don't want to say your mom, people get offended. You know what I mean? They don't want to say your wife, people get offended. Like, your sister-in-law.
I took that personal credit where credit's due. My sister-in-law, Amy, is a phenomenal cook.
I was going to say, who's... Do you have a family member where you're like, do we have to eat there?
Yeah, my mother. Except for breakfast. My mother can hook up a mean breakfast, but again, she'll admit it herself, like eat dinner at your own risk. It's not going to be great. Let's just order.
My brother's a great cook. My sister's a great cook. My mom's a great cook. My grandmother's a great cook. My stepfather's a great cook.
Hey, my mom's a bad baker.
My dad doesn't cook.
Right.
But if you look at the family photos, like, you can tell everybody can kind of cook.
My dad doesn't cook. He just stands over your shoulder and watches and asks what you're doing.
Right.
I like to cook, but I do that too.
Okay.
You do, but I'm so used to it from you. I mean, but with Ted, it's a whole presentation. As soon as Ted walks in your home, the first thing he's going to do is open your fridge. Have a couple conversations about condiments. It's with all the mustard.
And I am interested.
You genuinely are. So it's like, it's not offensive. Like, you're asking the same way people ask about an art piece at a museum.
I like watching people cook when I have never cooked the dish they're making.
Sure.
So I'll sit at the counter or the bar or whatever and just see what they're doing so I can understand the process of it so I can maybe learn something. But
I might say,
My family all kind of has their own specialty that they will cook. Like, I know what I'm getting when I go to their houses.
If
I don't know what it is, then I know that it's going to be something good regardless of what it is. You know, my wife's family, phenomenal cooks, all of them. They do great. My wife is a wonderful cook. My dad's decent. Like, he can cook what he knows how to cook.
But the thing with your wife, okay, because I know her choice of diet is different than ours.
Bro, you'd like it.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Because I know she likes lean vegetarian. She'll eat meat now, but yeah. I'm just saying, like...
There's a lot of things that are vegetarian that are not vegetables.
You know, I've had a few of her dishes. I'll vouch for her. She can cook.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But there is one member of my family that should know how to cook because they went to school to cook, and they do not do well with cooking.
Really?
Suck at it.
Jeez. Wonder who it is. Went to school for cooking, you idiot.
Yeah.
So here are some of the highlights that actors had to eat while filming. This one is disgusting. We go to the 1968 classic Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm. An actual human.
The human remains that zombies feasted on, maybe worse. Ham and sheep organs doused in chocolate syrup.
Mm.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I think I could fight through that, but that is bad.
Right. Okay. Next, we have season one of Game of Thrones. In 2011, Emilia Clarke eats a stallion heart. That is actually solidified jam that tasted like bleach and raw pasta. She had to eat about 28 of those.
Right.
So
I'll do it again.
She required a spit bucket during production to spit it out when she was done. The 1988 classic Vampire Kiss. That movie, Vampire's Kiss with Nicolas Cage. He ate a cockroach and washed it down with a shot of whiskey. Now that one... So far on the list, I think would be the most tolerable based on the fact that the shot of whiskey is going to kill all of the flavor in your mouth. And plus, you get to do a shot of whiskey. You got to back on it. So either way, that doesn't seem like the worst. It almost seems like maybe the whiskey was not written in, but Nick said, hey,
right.
I got an idea. Why don't I just wash this down with a shot of whiskey at the end of it?
Would you pick it without the whiskey?
No.
No.
Okay. With the whiskey, all right, I can do this.
Right.
You know, but you're right. I think I'd have to pull the Nick Cage. If what you're saying is true, like, we're going to add that I washed it down with whiskey.
I feel like Nick Cage adds, we're going to need a shot of whiskey with this to a lot of the roles.
Well, would you go to a bar and just get a shot of pickle juice?
Well, yes.
You would.
I mean, I love pickle juice.
Okay, all right. See,
That's not fair.
I will take the pickle back. But I am not, but I still want a shot of whiskey first.
I bet you would take the pickle back.
I'll take that pickle back. 1992's Batman Returns, Danny DeVito. He ate raw bluefish with a mixture of mouthwash and spirulina, which is a type of algae.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Danny DeVito in that movie was the Penguin, right?
Correct. Hence eating the raw fish.
Oh, okay.
Penguin, come on, man.
I know, I'm just still thinking.
You're like, why would a man named the Penguin?
Okay, but you got to remember, man, like, what does Batman eat? We've never seen Batman eat. We don't know what Batman eat. What do bats eat? Bugs.
Yeah.
They fly around lights and eat bugs. You ever see Batman eat bugs? No, he doesn't. So
I think he does it in the privacy of his own home.
That's like saying, what does a Joker eat? I don't know. I didn't know that he actually ate in the movie.
I mean...
She has her own movie.
Okay, all right.
That's not makeup.
Oh, God. In the 2000s.
Is right for the Joker.
Yeah. In the 2006 movie Rescue Dawn.
I guess we know what Batman eats, too, right? Wasn't that in one of the movies and people got all mad? Like, can't have Batman doing that.
Not that it wasn't one of the movies, but they made it a point like, no, he does not do that.
It was in a comic book. They wanted to allude to the fact, because I guess he was having his relationship with Catwoman or whatever, but... Anyway, they just wanted to allude to the fact that Batman had a proclivity for the canyon yodeling.
Loves Catwoman.
And immediately there was backlash. Like, you can't do that. And then it became, well, why can't we just make the reference? It's not a storyline. It's just kind of a reference to the fact that he satisfied this lady without penetration, we shall say. And they said, you absolutely... It's like, what you're telling me, this guy, he can go around and kill people. He's a vigilante. He's got all this dough. He's a good-looking dude. He's a billionaire. He's a playboy. But he doesn't do that. Superman might not do that. But I get the feeling Batman's like, hell yeah.
Bank robbery going down. Batman walks in all of a sudden. You hear,
hold on. I need five.
And then it goes into the bank.
Where is the facility?
Like,
Nothing real ever happens in these movies.
Do you have a public restroom?
And he's just blowing it up in there for 5-10 minutes. It takes him forever to get his crap off. You know, one of those deals with the belt comes off.
It's seven and a half minutes.
It's really tight spandex.
I know.
Can't get it all off.
That would suck.
Better. Maybe that's why Robin dressed the way he did.
Oh, no.
But, hey, man, I just got a pair of briefs, brother.
Oh, no. No toilet paper.
Batman needs three people to help him get out of this.
What does Batman do now?
Is that why the zipper's in the back, Robin?
So, the movie Rescue Dawn. Anybody see Rescue Dawn 2006?
I don't remember the movie. Christian Bale ate real maggots on multiple takes.
I mean, guys, you need to get this shot right on the first take.
That makes sense for him, though. He's a method actor.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. 1997 Spawn, John Leguizamo, ate real maggots, but these were on top of pizza.
That helps.
I guess it makes it a little bit better than what Christian Bale did, was just take handfuls of them and stick them in his mouth. The Revenant, 2015. Leonardo DiCaprio ate raw bison liver.
All right.
Yeah. Still didn't win an Academy Award. Or did he?
No, that was the one that he did.
He did. That was the one he won.
That was the one he won.
See, that's the kind of stuff you need to do to really step. I mean, he had tons of better movies.
Yeah.
It wasn't The Wolf of Wall Street or anything.
That movie got all this hype, and I remember Chris Cornell was in.
I was going to say, that's what I always think of as Chris Cornell.
And just, hey, man, how was The Revenant? He's like, yeah, man, like, I don't know. The guy gets attacked by a bear. He's mad, keeps fighting the bear, finds some guys and kills him. He's like, I didn't like that movie at all. I was like, wow, dude.
He was in it or he wrote a song for it?
No. He picked the magazine was sitting out.
Oh, that's right.
And he just kind of picked it up and was like,
he did not like the movie.
Yeah, like, I didn't like this movie. Like, it's just a dude out in the woods fighting a bear for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it was just Chris Cornell just being a normal dude, just being like, did you guys see it?
Right.
Like, because we have a picture and he's holding up the magazine.
He talked about normal stuff.
Right, like, I'm paraphrasing. He's basically just like, ugh, this thing sucked.
Mike, the best movie review I've heard is from a friend of mine. I know you're a Lord of the Rings fan. That's the only reason I bring it
Big
up.
Big fan.
And the third movie had come out, and I'm like, did you see all three? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you don't like it? She goes, let me give you a synopsis. Get in a fight, run away, hide in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? That actually sums up the entirety of the movie.
It is.
1968, the movie is Rosemary's Baby.
Ate a baby?
Vegetarian Mia Farrow also ate raw liver, but it was not bison. It was just raw liver. Then we have The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, 2003. During Andy Serkis's transformation from Smeagol to Gollum, the fish he eats is actually gelatin. And he said he would have preferred raw fish after eating the gelatin.
Yeah, and they got a close-up on his mouth on that one, too, so that doesn't shock me. They wanted some substance in there.
And Star Wars A New Hope, the blue milk that Mark Hamill drank was dyed blue milk, but it was warm, oily, and sickly sweet.
Oily?
He described it as gag-inducing at the time.
Oily.
And
guys, what? Just warm. Add the food coloring to
and
the milk.
Sickly sweet.
Didn't actually eat it, but also the movie Candyman, the guy that plays Candyman, you remember how he was covered in bees all the time?
Yeah.
He actually did have bees in his mouth at that point.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy, Raiders of the Lost Ark, toward the end, they're monologuing about whatever, and this guy, one of the Nazi guys, is giving a speech, and you see a fly land on his lip.
Yeah.
And he ate.
Yeah.
So everyone thought that he did it, you know, like to be a bad dude, and the truth was, he's like, we're filming the scene, the fly landed on my lip, time is money. Like, I just ate the thing and kept going, but I'm glad that it translated on the screen. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He said, he's like,
ate a fly.
It was awful.
So, on our men's room poll this week, we're going to make you kind of eat one on a dare.
Is there a Batman option?
No. The first one is you're going to eat a live cockroach.
Live.
So, a cockroach is going in your mouth. You need to chew that bad boy and eat it. I don't know if you've ever successfully killed a cockroach, but when you step on that thing, a white pussy goo shoots out, which seems to be about 99% of whatever's inside this thing.
Okay, quick question with these, since you know the question will come up. Do we get a whiskey back on any of these, or is it just...
Yeah, might as well.
All right.
Okay.
That helps.
Next up is a handful of maggots, which is what Christian Bale and also John Leguizamo ate.
I'd be more inclined to eat the maggots than the cockroach. The problem is I have big hands.
Okay, handful of maggots. Third choice is raw liver.
Nope.
You're going to chew down on some raw liver. Liver is probably one of the foods I hate the most. I know what the texture is of it when it's cooked.
Right.
Raw is apparently very much difficult, harder to chew through.
Oh, yeah.
Normally when things are raw, they're a little bit more tender.
Of course.
Than when they're cooked. This is the opposite of that. Apparently liver gets more tender as it's being cooked.
All right.
Doesn't it have like a metal-y taste too, like an irony taste?
It does.
I mean, if the liver's doing its job, it should. Right?
Yeah, you got to remember what, right, exactly. What, yeah. why the liver exists.
Exactly.
And that's why it's going to taste like that.
See, this filter.
I know.
And the fourth option, ghost pepper. Not a chip challenge. You are going to eat a ghost pepper.
I might just do that.
Here's my thought, Mike. I understand what you're saying. The other things are gross. There's a good chance that if you do any of these, just through your own mental thing, you're going to puke.
Yeah.
So I think I'm taking a handful of maggots. I could probably put it out of my head, do my whiskey back. There's a good chance I throw up, all right? But when I throw up, I'm just throwing up maggots.
Here's what I don't like
about
maggots.
If you throw up a ghost pepper, like, that's man, all that trouble. Pain.
But, but keep this in mind. Maggots move.
Yep.
And they're small. You've seen them in your trash before. So when you put that handful in your mouth, some are going to get in your lip.
My beard.
Some are going to get in the areas of your mouth where even if you try to keep swallowing, you're still going to be digging out maggots.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking out loud, like, I've crunched into a raw jalapeno. I don't know if you've done that.
I've done that, yeah.
It is a lot worse than the jalapenos.
Because all the seeds, man.
All the seeds and all the juices is still intact, and so the acid is just high strength.
And it's waxy, so that stuff stays on your tongue.
And that crap killed me, so a ghost pepper is going to be even worse. I might be with you on the maggots, actually. Or the liver. I might even just crunch
I think I'm
liver.
Going liver.
I'm going cockroach all the way.
Really?
Yep.
God. I'd rather do the mag. Here's the thing, right? And you're right about the maggots.
I've already eaten mealworms before.
But I feel like maggots, to me, are like poppy seeds.
Oh,
so
good.
You chew them, you swallow them, someone says, hey, man, you still got stuff in your teeth. Not awesome. Yeah. The cockroach you talked about, it's like that is biting into your Cadbury egg.
Mm-hmm.
This thing explodes
yes, it does.
Upon the first bite down, man.
So our Men's Room poll, and we'll put that up on Twitter at Men's Room Live. You're going to eat one on a dare. Will it be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper? Okay, we'll take a break. Come back with Big Dummy right after the.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Tom.
You big dummy.
No, Tom. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Try Tom again.
Oh, what happened there, Mike? With the volume down?
Nothing.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Tom. Welcome to Big Deli. Okay, our Men's Room poll. You get to eat one on a dare. Will it be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I think probably the cockroach. Probably the quickest.
That's what I'm going. Okay.
Think that'd be the fastest?
I do. Yeah, man, just hit it, knock it, do the shot, get it over with.
Would you chew it or would you just swallow the thing?
I crack it in my mouth and the teeth and then swish it with a whiskey and shoot it back.
See, and I've had the crickets over at T-Mobile, which, fun little gimmick, I did not like the taste. Cockroach to me is on a different scale. That would just
friggin'
nasty.
Totally
dude.
Different, but.
Yeah, none of these are awesome choices, that's for sure. All right, Tom, here is your question. Before becoming president, Barack Obama served as a U.S. senator from what state?
Illinois.
One and done. One and done. Nice job, Tom.
Before we let you go, let's give you a true or false question. True or false? Your brain hides your nose from your eyesight.
I would say false because you can kind of see your nose a little bit in your periphery.
You can kind of see your nose. Believe it or not, though, it is true that your brain hides it. It is something called... Okay. So your nose is always visible to you, but your brain gets to the point it ignores it through something called unconscious selective attention. So in other words, if your brain did not do that, your nose would actually distract you all the time. It would get in the way of you reading, all the kinds of things.
Okay.
So you can kind of see it if you think to look for it, but if you're not thinking to see your nose, It's just not in your line of sight, in spite of the fact that it is directly in your line of sight.
I would assume the same thing with glasses as well. Because like, yeah, I can see my glasses, but yeah, at some point, I just unconsciously don't see them anymore.
Yeah, like I have to consciously look at the side of my nose to see it.
That's what I mean. If you tell someone, find your nose, you can look at it because you're telling your brain to look for it. But when you stop thinking about it, your brain's like, I know what it is. It's not important. Ignore it.
I always see it.
Yeah. Well, you're a little different. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Boo. Zach, sober, not sober.
Not sober. That was my Batman voice.
That was Batman? I thought you were Dracula.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of time does Batman talk like this?
I am Gotham Savior.
Zach, you're
whenever you guys play that Rush song, I think about that time that freaking Thrill asked about that Tom Sawyer question about his friend Jim and
yeah.
he didn't know. Mm-hmm.
That's all in the
everyone
book.
Else knew.
Okay, Zach, you're going to eat one on a dare. Is it going to be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Well, I've eaten an earthworm before, so I'm thinking raw maggots and then a shot of whiskey should make me throw up after.
All right. If it doesn't, you have a stomach of iron. I'm counting on throwing up without even trying. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. A man by the name of Pierre Omidyar, he launched which website? YouTube, eBay, PayPal, or Venmo?
Oh, everyone knows Pierre launched YouTube.
Everyone knows that.
PayPal.
eBay.
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 Way to call your shot, Ruth.
It'd be cool if Babe Ruth was like, I never called my shot. I was pointing at someone I knew in the stands. I happened to hit a home run.
What if he just did it for a month?
But it's constantly one other.
Yeah.
We only hear about the one that works.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're right. He did it at every at-bat. Yeah, flash and boobs, you get the same point. All right, your question. Who painted The Last Supper?
That's not even a multiple choice. Oh, man.
I'll give you a hint. He was a Ninja Turtle.
Yes, he was.
Okay, so
16 chapels.
You'd have to know his last name.
Sistine.
Yeah. Not 16.
Raphael.
Oh, all right.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Da Vinci.
Which literally means a Vinci, because he was from Vinci.
Also a great inventor.
You'd be like Ted of Seattle.
Yeah.
That sounds cooler if it says De Seattle. All right, your question. What's the shortcut for the copy function on most computers? I live and die by this thing.
F2.
I don't know what your problem is with 2, but it is, in fact, Control C.
Nah, F2 is to rename a file.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
How many more do you know?
Okay, like, you nerd.
I never touch any of the F keys. I have no idea. I know if I hit like F or 11 or 12 by accident, like the screen goes somewhere that makes me uncomfortable.
Obviously, F2 is the only one that I know there. However, on the Adobe software, F8 puts a nice little marker in there so I can tell where the swear words are.
I'll just say F8's the only one I know.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So how does this work?
Yeah, come check it out.
So if you hit F8, does it identify the cuss words for you?
No.
It puts a marker in there. So like if we're doing a podcast, like I put an F8 in there and then I know the line is, so that I could scroll down, find where the song and the commercials end, the rejoiner starts, go back to the original marker, get that out. And then then you could put in the time, so then the commercials will add in.
Very nice.
F8.
F8.
It's also the way some people type fate.
Correct.
I have seen that. Yeah. Thank you for your contribution. All right, Zach, here's your question. Which email service is owned by Microsoft? In Spanish, it'd be Correo Caliente.
Ooh, stand by for our 5-day
Outlook.
My bad. I thought it was Outlook.
Correo Caliente. What does Caliente mean? Hotmail.
Yeah. But that's the old name. It hasn't been that for probably 6-7 years.
Well, what's the new Hotmail?
Outlook.
Is that Outlook?
Yeah.
Did you guess Outlook?
Uh-huh.
You did.
All right.
Yeah, Zach, I thought I gave you a good clue. Yeah,
exactly. Well, you did. I just didn't know. Here's the problem. The only thing that is Hotmail in my life is my wife's email. So to me, it's always Hotmail because she sells a Hotmail.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
What's the look for, Ted?
Why does she still have a Hotmail account?
I use mine all the time.
For the same reason that
I... For what? Like dirty, weird porn?
No, man. That is her general go-to. Yeah. Same reason we don't change her phone number. She's like... What? Look, I don't know much about tech or what's hip or what's not, but I'll notice, like, if we go to a store and they'll ask for the email address for a receipt or something, the person, almost 95% of the time, they look up and they're like, huh, you still have a Hotmail account?
Well, the reason I do it is this.
Well, like, I have, like, an AOL account, and I think I use a Hotmail account just for, like, signing up for stuff. I don't want
to
get
emails. That's exactly what I do. So, Hotmail, if I go to Fred Meyer and they want to put me on their list of whatever, I put that on Hotmail. But if you're going to send me an email, I'll give you my Gmail.
Yeah.
So, like, that's friends and family Gmail. Hotmail is whatever else in the world is out there.
I'm just amazed his wife is using that.
Not only does she use it, I use it. Because people are like, well, what's your email address? It's either this one or hers. Like, look, I don't want to be bothered. I Google or whoever it is, they give you a Gmail account. I have never used it.
If I get an email that just says thrill at hotmail.com, I am deleting it.
You don't have that Gmail anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't come from me. It has to have her name on it.
No, I'm just saying
it can be from me, but it has her name.
Thrill at hotmail.
Yeah,
it feels like a setup.
If you did not use your Gmail account, they've shut it down.
Oh, no, I saw it, and it was good news. I was happy because I always got these things like, hey, man, you have like 8,000 messages. I'm like, I don't care. And the truth is, I never gave it to anybody.
Cool story, bro.
So the only thing that's in there is crap that Google or whoever runs it is sending me. Nobody else. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Sober or not sober, Jeff? You sober or not sober today?
Not sober, sir.
Are you driving?
No, I am.
Okay. All right.
Thank God.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm shotgun, gentlemen. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm going down to Long Beach to do a little clamming. I know the rules.
All right,
hey,
Jeff.
No night clamming.
Huh? Yeah, eat one on a dare. Jeff, will it be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or ghost pepper?
Do I get a shot with all of them or just the one?
Just one.
I'll pick a shot with the cockroach.
Cockroach.
All right. All right.
Just out of curiosity, have you got a shot with all of them? Or are you going to eat all four?
Yeah, I might take that risk.
Would you,
shots, why not?
Jeff? What'd you do? Day drinking today for the game?
Yeah, no, I got up work a little bit early. Played a little hooky, went had some lunch, and then went home, picked up the wife and dog, and then she was driving us down south. So I went to work early and got off around 11 or 12 o'clock.
Sounds like a great day.
You are doing it right, my friend.
Yeah,
all right.
Yesterday is my birthday, so we're going down for
a
birthday weekend.
Oh, I dig it.
Happy birthday.
All right, here's your question. What was Leonardo DiCaprio's character's name in the movie Titanic?
Oh, I can't remember, Dylan. I can see the whole thing.
Ask your wife.
Jack! It was Jack!
It was Jack. Thank you. Very good.
Yeah.
Of course you know.
What do you know?
Of course
Leonardo
you know.
Leonardo DiCaprio. She's like, oh, I know.
They sold the door from that auction this past week.
Oh, that he,
well,
that she booted him off of?
The woman was on there, both on, and then she floats away. I can't remember what they got, but it was a ridiculous amount of money for a door.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Just a piece of debris.
All right, Jeff, this is for you or your wife, since she's the one who got the correct answer. A true or false 50-50 question. True or false, the Spanish national anthem has the most words of any national anthem on earth?
That's a great question, Bill. I'm going to say true. I didn't say false.
Nope. In fact, there are no words in the Spanish national anthem. Not a single one. It's just an instrumental.
Chin. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right, Justin, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Eat one on a dare. Will it be a cockroach, a handful of maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
Ghost pepper for sure.
Damn, dude. Oof. I did not think anybody would pick that today, to be honest with you.
I can understand why people would pick it, just given the other options, but I still feel that it's the worst of all of them.
It's winning on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, it's got 50%.
I mean, I get it. It's a food. Totally understand. It's this man. I don't think you understand the heat Everything else is gross. This thing is actually going to hurt your ass.
Maybe the pepper heads.
Oh, the pepper heads. You never trust a pepper head. All right. Justin.
I mean, I don't.
Justin, here's your question. Now, Phantom of the Opera, that was the longest running Broadway show. But what was the highest grossing Broadway show ever? It was also a movie.
Cats.
That would have been my guess. What are you guessing, Ted?
Cats.
Oh, that was Cats.
Yeah. Mamma Mia.
Lion King.
Lion King. I guess technically that would be Cats. It just has a different name, right?
You didn't. I thought Mike and I were panning.
No, yeah. I was picking up what you were putting
out.
It's
a ball of yarn. Are you making biscuits?
No, it's a ball of yarn.
Oh.
I didn't know what he was doing.
He's batting.
I got you now. Ted Charades. All right, your question. Which of the Kardashian-Jenner clan was named the youngest self-made billionaire by Forbes in 2019?
I don't know the Kardashians too much, but I'm just going to go Kylie.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah. Which one stopped racism? Was that Kendall with the Pepsi?
Did she just...
I think so.
What an amazing
thing. What was the spiel with that?
It was just during all the protests and everything, and it was like she had a Pepsi, and everybody just stopped.
Stop fighting.
Right. Yeah. One side you had the protesters, the other side you had the riot police, and they were coming to blows, and then all of a sudden, and it was Kendall.
Oh.
That came out, and she just handed the cops a Pepsi.
It's like that old video of, like, Michael Jackson on stage, and the guy has, like, a fake M16, and he's just like, put it down.
Pepsi, I don't even understand how we have world conflict.
I know.
Right? Russia went into Ukraine. People are upset. I'm like, why didn't the Ukrainians simply say, hey
Vlad,
there's a Pepsi vending machine over there. And then all the weapons go down. The children play together.
Have a soda, Vlad.
If it was realistic, all the white people would be drinking Coke.
Yeah, I know.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803, right?
With their cold sandwich.
Isn't that wrong?
Yeah.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Kevin, sober or not sober?
I am sober. Can I give a shout out?
I don't know, can you?
Well, it's up to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
To my wife, Mary, the most beautiful, wonderful partner, friend, everything.
What did you do wrong, man?
Yeah, Kevin, what exactly what happened?
She's actually my third marriage and third time's a charm.
How long have you been married?
Well, we've been married since 2016, together since 2010.
All right. 14 years in.
Okay, Kevin, you get to eat one on a dare. Will it be a cockroach, maggots, raw liver, or a ghost pepper?
I'm going to do raw liver with a ghost pepper on top.
All right.
Kill the taste of the liver.
Damn, man.
All right.
Well, I love liver, but there you go.
Oh, you actually like liver. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's a question. In 1999, what territory officially joined Canada?
Wow. I'm going to say Nova Scotia.
What territory? Ask it again.
In 1999, what territory officially joined Canada?
Territory, not a province?
Territory, correct. Still goes by territory.
Yukon?
Nope.
Northern.
I want to say it borders Yukon, Nunavut.
Nunavut, of course.
I never would have got that.
Of course, oh, really? Nunavut. Do you recognize the name, at least?
No.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
I never even
heard of it. Nunavut, what's that?
That is the territory that joined Canada in 1999.
Canadian territory.
Gotcha.
All right, your question. Who replaced Curly of the Three Stooges?
Joe Besser.
Shemp. That was his name, Joe.
Oh, man.
All right, your question. How many NBA championships did Michael Jordan win with the Chicago Bulls?
Wow, okay. Let's say seven.
Ah, close.
Six.
He wasn't that good.
Oh, Christ. You see it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
Well, LeBron doesn't have six.
Yeah, all right.
So Well, LeBron was also in the finals 10 years straight.
Yeah, LeBron's probably like, I can live with this.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right, in what museum would you find the famous painting La Gioconda?
The Rouge?
Okay. I'm
going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he meant, dude.
It's the Louvre.
The ruse.
And if you don't know, La Gioconda, that's just the Italian name for Mona Lisa.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, we're going to go ahead and give it to
him. If this Gioconda.
That's a strange call. Yeah.
He was sober. Game is big dummy. 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.